This is Fred Wood from Brigantine, New Jersey, and I won the Cobra ZL Driver on GolfBetter at edwinwatts.com.
Welcome to GolfBetter at Edwin Watts Golf, episode number 61. Hello, everyone. My name is Tom Brussell. Thanks so much for joining us. Whether you're a first-timer or a long-timer, we are so glad you're with us. And Kenny's joining me as he does each and every episode, technical specialist Kenny Nicholson. Kenny, how you doing? You're not feeling too well today, huh?
Yeah, a little under the weather, but I'm here ready to do the show, excited about it. So we've got some great questions today and some lucky winners from some past episodes.
Yeah, it's the season of giving, and we're going to be giving away some stuff today, the hats for the Golf Better podcast question. Why don't you tell the listeners how they can get a hat or register to get in that drawing for a hat?
Yeah, you just go to our website, edwinwattsgolf.com, and on the left-hand side, you'll see some e-spots. There's a Golf Better podcast button on the left-hand side. Just click on that button, and there you can listen to all of the past episodes, as well as you'll see on the top area, there's an Ask Kenny question. So please submit your questions. I love to answer those. And every now and then we'll do one of these episodes where we actually read some of the questions on the show. And if we do read your question, we'll send you one of the new Golf Better at Edwin Watts Golf Podcast hats.
And just about every episode where we have a vendor that's on with us, we're going to be giving away some of their products. And Fred Wood, as you heard on the lead, and he was a lucky listener of that Cobra ZL driver. He's up in Jersey, and he said he just got a chance to hit it. Kind of cold up there.
Yeah, he's not going to be able to hit it much more unless he goes inside. But congratulations to him. That's an awesome driver.
So make sure when you're visiting edwinwattsgolf.com website, click on that register to win button for whatever's out there. Register to win whatever prize we've got coming up that week.
Yeah, and there's some great prizes we've been giving away, which is awesome. So, again, definitely register to win and definitely send the Ask Kenny questions.
Yeah, right now it's some Penta TP golf balls that are absolutely can't get it. You can't get them. They're that limited.
Yeah, they're limited enough that they won't be out on the market for quite a while. So whoever gets those is going to be real happy.
Are you ready to dive in?
Ready. Let's go.
All right. We got some great questions. This first one is from Hector Florento. He says, "Hi, Kenny. I have a 52-degree Ben Hogan wedge that I'm thinking of strengthening to 50 degrees. First of all, is this advisable? My pitching wedge is 45 degrees. Sand wedge is 54. This would also reduce the bounce, and I know you're in favor of more bounce. I'm a 7 handicap, and I tend to make shallow divots. My course has relatively soft fairways. Thanks a lot for your help. Cheers, Hector."
Hey, it's a great question. It will reduce the bounce a little bit, but the thing is you're going down in loft. It's not like you're going from a 56 to a 54. You're taking a 52 to a 50. So when you look at your pitch and wedge, 9-iron, stuff like that, you'll see the bounce in there. So great question, but I would highly advise you to bend that down to 50 degrees. The reason is your pitch and wedge is 45. Right now your gap wedge is 52, and then your sand wedge is 54. There's not enough variance between that 52 and 54. You need to try to keep them at 4 degrees if you can, especially on your wedge. These are your scoring clubs. So you definitely want to make sure that you have those dialed in. But I would definitely tinker with it a little bit. I would take it down to 50, maybe 49 and a half. Not that half a degree is going to make that big of a difference, but that would split it right down the middle between your pitching wedge and your sand wedge. And you should see a big difference as far as being able to take full swings at a little bit longer yardage with a 50 degree versus a 52. Good question, though.
Yeah, Hector, great question. You could tell Hector's a listener because you go back to that Bob Vokey episode. He said not only is loft important, but are you a digger or a slider? And Hector realized, right, told us he makes shallow divots.
Yeah.
Slider.
Yeah, and making shallow divots, the bounce is not as important to you because you take a shallow divot. Now, somebody that just absolutely explodes on it and plays in a soft fairway, bounce is going to be their friend, obviously. But a shallow divot type player is not going to need, you know, bounce as his friend as much.
Hector, great question. We'll be getting in touch with you on getting that hat to you. Kenny, our next question is from Don Aiken, and he writes, "Kenny, first off, I love your show. Thanks for all the information and entertainment. I'm in search for a new lob wedge because my wife stole my last one, but I'm concerned about the specs. I'm about a 16 handicap, and I use the Ping G2 irons, maroon color code, 1-inch extra length, stiff shafts. Should I buy a matching lob wedge or just one that's longer? Does it matter if the shaft and lie are exactly the same as the rest of my clubs? And finally, how do I find an old spec like a G2, or does that matter? Regards, Don Aitken."
That's a good question. The great thing is he owns a set of Ping irons, and Ping is one of those manufacturers that's unique, whereas they have a serial number on the hosel of the golf club, and we can use that serial number, call Ping, go through Ping Works, get that old golf club built specifically for that set, so it'll have the same matching serial number, look identical, have the same specs and everything, because you're definitely, I mean, maroon and plus one, you're a taller player, so you definitely need to get something that fits you. And without a doubt, I mean, as far as wedges go, I mean, Ping makes a terrific wedge all the way through the whole lineup. There's a lot of the guys on tour that use those wedges as well. I would give one of our sales associates a call, and we can take the serial number off the hosel and call Ping and get you the identical club shipped right out to you.
That's perfect. Just get the number off the hosel, call our guys, and you'll probably have that wedge within 7 to 10 days, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they usually get it out of there within 24 to 48 hours. So,
Don, great question. Thanks so much. We'll be getting in touch with you as well. Next question, Kenny, is from Nicholas Lawrus. Boy, you guys have a great show. It's informative and very entertaining at the same time. Great for beginners like me. Here's a question that's been bugging me. You say to experiment with different balls to see which ball works for you. I've tried some new balls, and it's been a lot of fun. But how do you know when you've used up a golf ball? It seems like there's a finish on balls that wears off after time. How should I know when to move on to a new ball? Is it a number of shots, holes? Do some balls wear faster than the others? Is there things we should do to maintain a ball? Do ball washers hurt a golf ball? In any case, thanks so much.
Yeah, for me, it's typically when I hit it in the lake or the woods and can't find it. So.
Go to the bag.
No, I mean, golf balls, it just really, for me, it's just aesthetics. Look at it and see if the outer layer of the golf ball is peeling from the grooves on your golf clubs, especially if you hit a lot of wedge shots on the golf course that you're playing. A lot of times you'll see that you get some scuff marks and stuff like that. And anytime you have scuff marks, where you're going to see a big adverse effect is going to be on the greens, putting. You want to get a real true roll there, but also with your driver, because it affects the spin and velocity of the golf ball. So you might lose a little bit of distance there. I would definitely use the ball washer at the golf course, because it'll get any sediments on the golf ball off of them. But definitely just keep an eye on the look. As far as how long does one last, I know guys that are good enough, they can play with one ball for 18 holes. It's no big deal. So I don't think that you're to the point where you're actually going to wear a golf ball out. I would just keep a look at it, and especially if you hit it on a cart path or a tree or something like that, and see if you damage the outer layer of the golf ball.
And it's not like back in the day when you had a lot of covers and different compressions, and you're going to – A tour player might change a ball every three holes back in those days, right?
Yeah, correct. The layers are a lot easier and a lot better now, and they last a lot longer.
Kenny, our next question comes from Dwayne Dusky in Gresham, Oregon, a few time zones away. He writes, "Hey, Kenny, I've been a listener for a few years now, and yours and other shows have greatly improved my game. I finally had the money for a new driver and took your advice and had it fit. Well, sort of. There's no Edwin Watts in Oregon, so I bought it at another sporting goods store for only $130. So what I got was a 2007 TaylorMade burner. They only had one choice of shaft and stiff flex. So my question is, could you please recommend a few ball choices that will help with launch angle? My clubhead speed averages around 105 miles an hour. Spin rate is in the low 3,000s. But regardless of head, we tried 9.5, 10.5, 10, and another brand. I could not get my launch angle higher than 9 or 10. Sadly, when I took it out on the course today, I was hooking it somewhat fiercely, 80% of the time, and getting puny distance from the launch monitor, 220, 225. Thankfully, I had a good day on the greens and only shot 46 for 9 holes in the mud. Thanks, Dwayne Dusky, Gresham, Oregon. You might have a shaft question here, right?
That's more than likely that's what it is. Dwayne's got some great golf courses out there in Oregon. I've been out there a couple of times and would love to go out there again and play some of the golf that you have out there, Dwayne. But without a doubt, your spin rate's fine in the low 3,000s. But the launch angle being around 9 or 10 degrees is a huge problem, because what you're getting, obviously, is a ball that's not going to carry as much. You're going to get some roll, but a lot of times when I see a guy that has a launch angle between 9 and 10 degrees, his biggest problem is going to be either slicing or hooking the golf ball.
And in Oregon, as wet as it is, he needs carry.
Yeah, he needs carry. Yeah, because the ball's just going to hit and pretty much die. Like you say, playing in mud, you shot 46, which is a great round, by the way. But what you need to do, in my opinion, is you need to find a shop that has what we call either an OptiFit or somebody that has heads that are interchangeable with shafts. And they can do this in a matter of minutes with, I mean, they can literally take the same head that you're using right now, throw another shaft in it with, under a minute, and the next thing you know, you're hitting the same loft driver with a different shaft. Now all of a sudden you're bumping up to 11, 12 degrees launch angle. So the important thing to keep in mind here, the optimal launch angle is going to be between 12 and 14 degrees. And the optimal spin rate is going to be anywhere from 2,400, 2,500 to the low 3,000s or 3,400. Anything above that on the spin rate, the ball is just going to balloon for you and it's just going to fall out of the sky and you're not going to get any roll and you're not going to get as much distance. So the key variables obviously are club head speed's 105. For you to have that club head speed and only hit it in the 220 range, we got a huge problem that I think primarily is going to be a shaft problem. Without a doubt. If you want to give me a call, I'll be glad to. If there's not a course out your way that has the OptiFit, I can try to do it over the phone with you because I need to kind of understand what kind of swing you have, things like that, if you're real steep, if you're real long, things like that. But I think you need something with a little bit lower kick in it to help get you a little bit more trajectory. But good question.
Great question, Dwayne. If you want to call Kenny, it's extension 169 here at the 800 number, right?
That's correct. I'd be glad to help you.
Next question comes from James Dunbar. Regarding GPS systems, because, Kenny, I've been reviewing GPS systems. One of the problems I have is sometimes I'm in the other fairway. I'm a person that likes to see the course layout. Which of the GPSs will work when I'm in the wrong fairway? Some of the reviews state the unit will not work or show the whole layout when I'm in another fairway.
Yeah, there's certain units that actually know exactly where you're at on the golf course, and if you're on the wrong hole, then you're obviously going to be calculating distance from that particular hole. But SkyCaddy has some units available in the SG models where you can actually toggle to different holes. So that's something to keep in mind there. And a lot of golf courses have holes that run parallel, and it's not uncommon to be in the wrong fairway of a golf course. And sometimes it's even better to be even further in that fairway because now you got an open shot to the green, hit it over some trees, and you need to know an exact yardage. So definitely keep in mind that there's units out there that you can actually toggle to different holes on the golf course that you need to use if that is one of the issues that you're having there.
Excellent question, James. Hope we answered that for you, and we'll be getting in touch with you for the get that 2010, the new limited edition Golf Better cap that we've got here at Edwin Watts Golf. Kenny, our last question comes from Robert King. He says, hi, Kenny. I know you talk a lot about getting fitted for clubs, but I'm still confused about something. Just what should I expect when I get fitted? Note, the nearest Edwin Watts Golf is two states and 500 miles away. So, having said that, I bought two new sets of clubs in the past 2 years. My first experience as a salesperson relied more on what he saw with my swing rather than what was on the launch monitor and the data he analyzed. Hence, I bought into this and walked away with a set of clubs that I ended up hating and using for a year. Then last year, I bought another set at a different local golf shop. We used the launch monitor, tried out different clubs, and I love what I bought. But what was missing in both cases was trying out different shafts with different club heads. Sure, we tried stiff and regular flex, but in both cases, the salespeople quickly narrowed down to one or two sets I should try and honed in on which one was best. In both cases, we used stock shaft. So I'm about to buy a new driver. How do I ensure I'm getting properly fitted and taking full advantage of technology for the most important club in my bag?
That's another good question. Iron-wise, there's OptiFit carts for iron. Mizuno has a great one. Callaway, there's a lot of Ping that you can interchange shafts on irons because, to me, especially your longer irons where you're going to want to get some trajectory out of the golf club, if you're playing the wrong shaft, it's going to have a huge adverse effect. But with drivers, without a doubt, just because the stock shaft is in the golf club doesn't mean that that's what you have to go with. I will say this, that the majority of the time, for the average person out there, the stock shaft is the best shaft that performs in that golf club under testing. That's why they use it. I mean, you'll notice years ago, it was some very low-end shafts that were in drivers and fairway woods. And over the years, the manufacturers have gone to these shaft manufacturers and said, hey, we want you to develop a shaft for our golf club. And they work together in parallel to try to create a product that's going to be the best for the end user. But it doesn't mean that it's always going to work for you. Myself, I always take, the driver, get on a launch monitor if it's a new driver coming out and see which one fits me correct. And typically it's not the stock shaft, but something else. So without a doubt, if you're going to buy a new driver, don't go on a whim and just say, hey, here's a 10.5 degree graphite stiff that I think I'm going to like and buy it, because chances are there's going to be some issues there that are going to affect the golf swing. So go to a golf shop. I know we're 500 miles away, but if there's one in your area, if not, again, you can call me and we can try to fit you over the phone by getting some key information from you, and we can go from there.
I like what you said. For the majority of the players out there, the stock shaft is going to be the best shaft because they've worked so closely with that company. And then you have a situation like Dwayne out in Oregon had where he's just a low ball hitter and he needs to get something. He needs to look into something else, right?
Yeah, he's a low ball hitter and that shaft's not working right for him. So Dwayne's the one where I know we could pick up some distance. You know, I don't want to give a number, but obviously if we can get the launch angle up and the spin rate to where, you know, right where it is right now, if we could keep it there, a lot of times we have to fluctuate a little bit because the spin rate's either going up or down. But you can definitely see a big difference by being fit for the right golf club.
Once again, some great questions from our listeners. James, Robert, Dwayne, Nicholas, Don, and Hector will be looking for that phone call from us, and we'll get that cap out to you, and hopefully you have it in time for Christmas. I don't think you want to give it away as a Christmas gift, but you could do that. These things are that nice.
Absolutely. I've got one. I love it. We got the new ones coming in any day, and some of the lucky individuals here that sent in their questions are going to be getting the new 2010 hat, so good for them.
And our Register to Win friends, we heard from Fred Wood earlier, just to update you on a few of those. If you haven't been checking out our Facebook page or the website, Arlen Stock from Plantation, Florida, was the winner of the Bobby Jones Wedge from episode number 57, and Troy Drath from Altura, Minnesota, winner of the Bobby Jones Hybrid from episode 57. And so now we get to announce the winner of the new Cleveland CG15 Wedge. And our winner is Kenny?
Is Steve Templer from Kaiser, Oregon. Another guy from Oregon.
Steve,
so
congratulations. We got the Oregon bus hitting the show today. That's awesome.
Awesome. You'll love this wedge. And we'll call you and get a hold of you with the specs that you want to get. But you'll definitely enjoy this.
And Cleveland's on that side of the country, so you'll be getting it pretty quickly, too.
Yeah, that's correct.
Well, thanks, everyone, for listening in. It's been a lot of fun and a pleasure doing it. And we'll do it again in a couple weeks. Kenny, thanks so much for sitting in again. I know you're a little under the weather, but you look good.
Thanks very much. Thank you very much to all the listeners out there and the questions that were submitted. And like Tom said, don't forget to join us on our Facebook and our Twitter page. You can sign up on our website. Right at the bottom of every page is an icon for Facebook and Twitter. And, you know, we throw some email specials out on Facebook and Twitter sometimes that aren't available to everybody. So it's a good opportunity for you to see what we have going on at our retail locations as well as here at the corporate office.
And click on that orange icon where you can register to receive the automatic download from iTunes and subscribe automatically to the Golf Better podcast apps. It's a great way to get it.
Yeah, that's a good point. Thank you very much.
And thanks again, everyone, for listening. And thank you again, Kenny, for sitting in with us. And we'll do it again in a couple weeks with another exciting episode of Golf Better at edwinwattsgolf.com. Happy holidays, everybody.